Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. A lot of people very, very hot, very, very angry over this. Illegals can now get driver's licenses in New York State. As I said, we're not used to protesting. We're not used to going in the street. The other side does it all the time, and they can, with a couple of quick phone calls, they can suddenly fill up a town square, get the local media there, drum up an editorial in a local paper, but we're not good at that. So I decided what to tell you not to do, okay? I don't want to be in a position to tell you what to do, because you're an adult. You can make up your own mind. What can you do within your own conscience and the laws of wherever you might happen to be? But I can tell you what not to do to protest. Tony, tell me how this woman was trying to protest and what she was doing and why we don't want our listeners to do this.
Have to credit the Action Niagara Falls for this one. Niagara Falls police responded to the 500 block of 19th for reports of a woman in a wheelchair.
She's in a wheelchair, okay.
Allegedly.
What was she doing?
Exposing herself and urinating outside.
She was urinating in a wheelchair outside.
Correct.
And then did somebody come and spin the wheelchair around so it was like a lawn sprinkler?
They should spin her around like a lawn sprinkler.
Did it go like the sprinklers do?
I have an Elmo from Sesame Street one just like that.
First of all, think of the science of that, the logic of it. She's sitting in a wheelchair and urinating. I'm feeling that her range is not much. I doubt if she, you know, would get like the second row. I doubt if she'd get to the first row unless she wheeled right up to it.
Depends on how much she drank.
Yeah, that's true. And we would recommend that you just stay clear of her.
Yeah, stay clear.
Because that's not a recommended form of protest.
Oh, it's not.
Definitely not our idea, I can tell you that. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Sandy.
Bill.
Hey, I'm going to just do a little thing for you, okay?
Sure.
Jack Nicholson calling from the cuckoo's nest. I was talking to Nurse Ratched, and even she thinks it's insane.
That's very good, Jack, and she does, and so do we. Very angry about it.
God, is it? It's, you know what? I don't know what, I really can't even get in the mind of this guy. He's like, unbelievable.
It's not real. It's why would we think it's real to do that? I don't get it.
Do you think his thought really is that, you know, in a couple of years, because he has no chance against Trump, but do you think after that, a little time from now, he's really thinking of the presidency?
Well, if so, there certainly will do more things like this that would sink in with a voter, not as a one-time issue, but as a continuing issue of, hey, I owe them, I'm in this country illegally, and I owe it to the Democrats. Because they stood up for me, I'm always going to vote Democrat. That's sensible.
It's just insane. It's like everybody at the Buffalo Club, everybody at the Park Club, golf. You know, they've all paid the dues, and now it's like, well, you know, we'll just whatever.
Yeah, we can't let it slide because it's going to continue. And as some people said, wait till the first accident involving an illegal, and they take off and hot-footed out of the area. Especially if it's a serious accident, people are going to be outraged. Well, thanks, Bill. I don't know what to do about it either. It's
a button, Sandy. It's a button made up that I'm legal.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm legal and proud of it. Thank you. Yeah, nobody that I know is against legal immigration. I want to stress that. But what they do is they infiltrate themselves into legal immigration to make it sound like they're on the same team. They're not on the same team. One group decided to come in the right way. They spent the time. They spent the money. They spent the dedication. And they, before a federal judge, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And then they're full U.S. citizens. They can vote. They can pay taxes. They can do everything anybody else can do that's here legally. And that's the way it is. Now, why should we reward those who don't want to do that? Nobody really wants to do that. It'd be a lot easier if it were easier to become a citizen. But you've got to show some commitment to the country before the country gives its commitment to you. What commitment have illegals shown to the United States of America? Nothing. They've shown the back of their hand. And with that is a lot of other peripheral things. I don't want to get sidetracked. Like sex trading, things like that, illegal immigration, people in vans and things and trucks, and people died trying to cross the waterways to get here. It's wrong. It is just wrong. If they do not have enough commitment to us to stand there and take the oath, then why do we have to give them or show them anything? But they make it sound like, well, if you're not in favor of it, you must be in favor of the poor conditions back in their native countries. Bullsh, you know what. Okay? That's what that is. That's not true at all, and they know it, but that's how they position you. And here, I'm telling you, this is the frosting on the cake. When I saw this, I said, oh, okay, this will be very interesting. Legislators who support the bill, by the way, support including this. The driver's license legislation will permit migrants without immigration papers, in other words, illegals, to use foreign-issued documents as identification to get a state driver's license. So somebody could come in to Hamburg, say, with a document or documents from Uzbekistan and say, this proves who I am. Meanwhile, are you telling me that the people at the office can recognize legitimate, bona fide, not illegal papers from Uzbekistan? I mean, really? And I just picked the country, just at random out of my head. Are you telling me that they could tell a real, honest-to-goodness document from a phony one? Of course not. You know one thing, Mickey, if you're listening, Mickey Kearns, one thing that your people could do. Look, we are not familiar with Uzbekistani documents. Just one country. Here's what we have to do. We have to send them by secure messenger to the consulate here in the USA. The consulate will have to verify that these are legitimate documents. Unfortunately, it takes really a long time to do this sort of thing. These papers go into a big stack. They expect 200,000. 200,000 papers stacked up, okay? So it may be a while before we get back to you. We'll call you. What do you think of that, Tony?
Bingo.
Yeah, it's just government bureau. What do you think of with the Motor Vehicle Bureau anyway? Delay. This is an example.
Tie it up.
This is an example of it. And then maybe
a six-month waiting period.
Further documentation might be needed. It's funny because they don't need anything except home documents, but yet when you go to get your pistol permit, you can bet that they want full documentation. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The flaws in this legislation, the risks and the dangers of this legislation, and just the general message to law-abiding legal citizens that you cannot play by the rules and still get privileges like driving on our roads and having identification of a driver's license.
Yeah, the truth is we're not good, and we do not do protests very well. The people that do protests are available at the click of a mouse or one call on a cell phone, and you can have 100,000 people somewhere, and it looks like the whole country is against something. We are not good at protesting except verbally and financially. We can protest financially, and that might make a difference too. So I want you to think about that because we've got to come up with some ways to have our voices known. I mean, we have representation. It's supposed to be representing us and not illegals. Illegals have no standing in the United States of America. How in hell Can our lawmakers accept them and stand up for them and lobby for them? I'd like to know that. They don't represent them. Did anybody say this in the debate section of getting this thing pushed through? What the hell's going on here? I mean, it's gotten me angry and a lot of other people, too. Why are we not thought of? We are the taxpayers. We are the voters. They don't pay taxes. Anybody tells you they do is lying through their teeth. Are you kidding?
They actually send money back to their home country.
Yeah, that's usually what they do. They drain it off and send it back to their home country. They don't care to follow our rules. You, Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. Lawmaker, you took an oath to uphold the laws that we have and follow them, including the Constitution. And this breaks the law. They are not here legally. They cannot get the things that are available to people who decided to do it the right way. We are totally for legal immigration and totally not for illegal. That can't be that hard to figure out. Tony, you got a text on that screen that really kind of says it and capsulizes it.
Yeah, this is not on our page, but Don posted this on his. And just to, as I've been scrolling throughout the show and getting people's reaction, this is just the average person voicing their opinion. I am seriously about to move out of New York State and watch it burn to the ground. Corruption at the highest level all across the state. The worst taxes, terrible for small business, under the thumb of every corporation and governed by tyrants who care about their pockets and votes. Nothing more.
Bingo, bingo. Now, Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, to be proper, is buried under a ton of Facebook, so give us some of them, please.
Well, I have to start off by saying I love how, New York State could tell we're a little upset, right? So they're like, what can we pass? What can we now debate right before legislation's over to really get them back on our side?
Yeah.
Let's debate a ban on releasing helium balloons.
Yeah, they were talking about that. There was a group that was trying to show tribute to a fallen classmate, if I'm not mistaken, and they wanted to release balloons. That's been going on for some time. And, of course, the opposition group said birds eat them and they, they fall here. And they're so that doesn't surprise me. Have they voted on that?
Not to my knowledge. I just know it was being discussed yesterday.
All right. What else you got there? Give me, I know you have a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, start with Lee today. He says, does this mean I can break the law every day? If my insurance expires, I lose my license. If I don't pay my state taxes, I could lose my license. If I don't pay full child support, I could lose my license. Does this mean now that an illegal can get a license, I no longer have to pay taxes, child support, or insurance? It looks like criminals run the state.
Yeah, it really does. And we've certainly seen enough criminals involved with running the state at one time or another who have either been convicted or have served very light sentences. Let's see, right here, I wanted to tell you this. This is the kind of hypocrisy that is out there. This is from Murad, M-U-R-A-D, A-V-A-W-D-E-H, Avidal, Vice President of Advocacy for the New York Immigration Coalition, okay? He said, county clerks were elected to do a job, which is to uphold the law. So this guy who represents the illegal says the clerks, if they don't do it, they're not doing their job, and their job is to uphold the law. What the hell do you think that they're doing with the immigration laws? They know that the people there are not documented, they are illegal, and they do not feel they are obliged, nor should they, service the illegal population of the country. But it seems like the illegals are getting more attention of the lawmakers than we are. They have a louder voice. Another one, please.
Sean says people with epilepsy can lose their license for up to a year after every episode. You could be at the minimum 5 months, 29 days, have an episode back at zero. Why is it people like me have to go through pain and full medical treatments, yet an illegal immigrant can walk through today, be driving tomorrow?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. And you can use foreign documentation. The driver's license permit will permit migrants without immigration papers. You need, by the way, if you're legal, you need four forms of ID. Without immigration papers, to use foreign-issued documents as identification to get a state driver's license. Can you imagine, seriously, motor vehicle department overrun with Chilean, I'm just, you know, using different countries, Chilean documentation? Would you know what legitimate Chilean documentation is? I wouldn't. Do you speak the language? No. How are the people that work at the Department of Motor Vehicles supposed to get through this? Do they have a central force that they ring up and say, I'll send this over to you, look at it, see if it's legal? I mean, come on. Did they give any thought to this in Albany?
Do we have to have the test books and test all that stuff printed in all kinds of foreign languages?
Yeah, that's a good point. And if they don't speak English, how do they read the street signs? So when they're actually driving, yeah, some of them are easy because they're like cartoons, but some of them aren't. And it's the ones that aren't that worry me. So you got somebody driving around who is an illegal, looking over their shoulder anyway, and don't speak English, so they don't understand all the driver's signs. And heavens knows what else. I feel it's an outrage. This is an absolute outrage. And then we get the dumb quotes. How this is going to make the streets safer. Are you kidding me? Putting 200,000 people out into the street, of which probably a great deal don't speak English, are here illegally, is going to make our streets safer? You can't be legitimate. You can't be serious about that quote, but that's what they say.
Well, that's the line they are pushing.
That's it. Another one, Beamer.
Yes, we will go with Top Fan Tom, who says, "It makes me sick. The socialists are using illegals to advance their agenda. They don't care about people born here or ones who legally entered and voted them into office. These legislators are lowest of the low. I'm no longer a resident of New York State. It's your state now. Good luck. I won't be back."
Well, I'm telling you, if you're near retirement age, you got to be thinking about it. You really do. What does New York have that would make you stay here besides your family? If your job is done because you're going to retire, outside of your family, why in the hell would you stay in New York State? It's an insane place to be. We're back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is the deal of the day, and a deal it is. Here's a project to feed your appetite. Buffalo Pizza Project invites you to get to work on their delicious menu. Get $20 gift cards for Buffalo Pizza Project for $10. Save 50%. It's the deal of the day from mybuffaloperks.com. We're getting a record number of emails, a record number of texts, a record number of Facebooks, a record number of, well, it's hard to tell with the calls because they've been full all day, but this is a subject that seems to have really ignited a lot of people because, as I pointed out, we got bitch slapped again. This happens all the time. Anything that we feel very strongly about, and I say we, meaning upstate New York, they don't care. They don't care at all. It's probably hardly even mentioned. Now, our representatives stick with us, and they do what they're, you know, what they think is the will of the people. But they get outvoted all the time. As long as we're in the same voting block as New York City, this is it. Get used to it. Just get used to it. I don't want to get used to it. I think I'm getting screwed as a taxpayer. I think I'm getting screwed as a U.S. citizen. But I shouldn't get screwed by the people that that are voted into office in this state representing people that they're not elected to represent. You got it? They do not represent illegals. They're here for a reason. They're illegal. I mean, that's what we're talking about. If they want to come to this country and they have this burning desire that we always hear about, how come they're not making any attempt to come here legally? Does the burning desire only count when they're here illegally? And does the burning desire end at the goodies they can get from a government in the United States of America? And that's basically, I'd like to believe they want to be here for the quality of life. They're here because they can get things here they can't get in their home country. It's as simple as that. Mr. Beamer, a couple more of those, and I'll go to the calls.
You got it, Sandy. We will start with...
This must be a good one.
Oh, no. Something popped up on my screen while I was...
I bet it did.
Yes, putting them together.
Do you read the Entercom handbook? Things shouldn't be popping up on your screen.
I'll have to talk about that after the show.
You're
then.
Here to work.
Yes, go ahead. We'll go to another top fan. Diane says, already got our letter from GEICO informing us of the rise in insurance rates based on the passage of this legislation.
And the people who support this, one of their pound the saying into your brain is that insurance will be cheaper. And the streets will be safer. How in hell do you figure that's going to work out? The answer is it isn't.
Another top fan, Sandy, says, when my husband and I relocated to Lancaster, Pennsylvania 4 years ago, I had to go to the DMV 3 times to do all the proper identification. Does this mean if we move back to Buffalo, I can simply walk into the DMV, get a driver's license, and walk out?
Yeah, it sounds that way, I'm telling you. They're allowing. Let's see, without immigration papers, can use. Documents that identify you from your home country. Okay, so that if you walk in here from from Bali or something like that, are they going to recognize what are legitimate Balinese documents as opposed to forged or faked or phony? Are they going to have to send them off to get verification? That is my idea. Sometimes you drive them crazy with just taking too long. Having to send those kind of papers to the consulates in this country, asking them to vouch for and verify that these are legal papers. I wouldn't know. Would you know what a legitimate documentation from another country should look like? I don't. In fact, I look at my passport. I can't even figure that out, and I went there. Okay? So, one more, please.
We'll go with Wally, who
Are you
said.
Going with Wally?
Yeah, Wally.
Because Wally didn't have anybody to go with.
That's right.
Beaver wasn't around.
Beaver, and yeah, the Beaver was gone. So, Wally was on his own, yes.
Wally says, I was told a driver's license was a privilege, not a right. You have decided to approve privileges to people here illegally. Is that really fair to the people who earned the privilege and are here legally in the state of New York?
Bingo! Bingo! All we have to do is get a guy like Wally face to face with the governor of New York and do what he just did by sending us that Facebook. The same exact quote and see what Andrew Cuomo would say. But he won't. Next time Cuomo's in town, he'll be surrounded with state police. He'll talk about something positive, you know, new food truck or something like that.
Drop off a cardboard check and run.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way he operates. And we're supposed to, because he has Kathy Hochul as his vice president, he probably feels as his second in command, let's say that. Then he probably feels pretty comfortable here. But the bottom line is he shouldn't, because this was just another slap in the face from Albany, and we're getting too many of those. They're coming one after another. And what do we got, another day and a half or something of legislative activity? So who knows? There could be other surprises. You know, maybe let everybody out of jail because they're in there unfairly. Maybe give everybody $1,000 just for living here. I mean, what the hell? Nothing would surprise me from New York State.
Somehow, if they do pass that law, if everyone gets $1,000, the people listening to this show somehow won't get that check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be means tested. If you make over a dollar an hour, you won't be able to get it.
Oh, good. I qualified.
You got a raise. Okay. We'll be back right after this.
There's statistics that from other states that the DMVs, when this law is passed, is a main source of registering voter registration fraud. And this is going to be very difficult.
Let us go to David in Sloan. David, you're on WBEN. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Sandy.
Yes, sir. What do you have for us today, David?
If we can all agree that they violated their oath of office, who do we get to go down there and put them all in handcuffs for committing felony? Violating oath of office is a felony.
Well, I think that they have, basically, because they are not, they're blatantly not representing us. They're representing a group of people that have no representation in this country. So I don't know. That would be whether it would be the U.S. Attorney's Office, the District Attorney's Office. I guess it would depend on the law and which case you are bringing specifically. But it's something we can all think about, that's for sure. I think you've given it some thought, huh, David?
No, I certainly hope so, because
we're not getting our money's worth, are we?
No.
It's like you hire the lawn service, but they do your neighbor's lawn, and they let yours go to seed. Not right. I would get to court as quickly as possible. Thank you. Thank you, David. Let's go to, who is it? Right, Mario in Medina. It's Medina Mario. You're on WBEN.
Hi.
Hello.
I had a couple questions. One was, how does this affect jury duty selection?
That's good. Yeah, that's a good good question. I don't think they'd be able to serve.
License?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the pecking order is of things you have to have to serve on a jury. I don't know if they specifically use the Motor Vehicle Department records or a census. I'm not really sure what they use to pick jurors, but something we can check into. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know what? Next time you see your father-in-law there, Tony, noted defense attorney, why don't you ask him about that?
I will see him a week from Thursday, as a matter of fact.
Jury selection is very important in cases.
Sure.
And he is a criminal defense attorney par excellence, so he should be able to tell us that. The thing about doing this talk show is you learn about a lot of things you didn't know anything about. You know, you're just a regular conversation show. For instance, there are certain procedures. You know the outcome of the procedures, but you don't know exactly what goes into each one. And it's important with something like this. Okay, who's next? I think it would be John in Tonawanda. John, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The thing I'm thinking is, how could they take our funds, our taxpayer funds, and unappropriated given to these individuals for this process? I don't know if there's any lawyers out there that can help inform us or give us an idea of how this is done.
But yeah, suddenly you're opening a privilege with taxpayer money that is operated with taxpayer money and U.S. citizens. And how come you're suddenly sharing with a group that has no standing?
Yep. I think that we should go ahead and have the communities, the representatives that voted for this green bill, have them be triple taxed.
I like that. Thank you very much. I do like that. Yeah, that's a good question, you know, because failure to do assigned work is a contract breaker in a personal services contract. That means you agreed to do a certain thing. I agreed to give you certain benefits. If you don't do the thing, I don't have to give you the benefits. But if you get the benefits without doing the thing, which is exactly what would happen with driver's licenses to illegals, you're giving them a driver's license, and they're not eligible for one because they are illegal. You are really more representing them as individuals than you are representing the public. And, you know, I don't want to get into legal weeds here because I didn't go to law school, but I'm thinking there has to be some kind of a situation where that could be brought up in court, that this law, which was just passed, was passed to benefit people who are here illegally, so it should be null and void because they don't have jurisdiction over people who are here illegally. So why would they allow them to participate in something knowing that they are, have broken the law? There might be some wiggle room in there to say that that what they're doing is illegal, rather than just what it is illegal, just the process that they're doing is illegal. I mean, if we have some hotshot lawyer who wants to take on the New York State government, this might be a good way to do it. Could be a great class action legal suit, wouldn't it? Everybody who's a citizen in New York State should benefit. Who's going to pay for it? The only ones that would benefit are ones who would have to pay for it, too. So, but you tell me how, if under certain circumstances, a person here illegally could be liable for anything if they don't have anything. Interesting question, I think. Let's go to Lauren in Lockport. Lauren, you're on WBN.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for taking my call here.
Yes, sir, Lauren.
I already covered one of the things there about being able to read traffic signs, but here's one that I didn't know about because I moved from Buffalo to Lockport, and when I changed my address here to my driver's license, in less than 2 weeks, I got a voter's thing, where to vote and all like that. Now, what about these illegals now when they get a driver's license? Do they get that card too?
Well, they shouldn't be able to vote, that's for sure. I heard that discussed. I don't think there's been any resolution to it. It'll be interesting when we see the mock-up of the actual license that they would get. Does it look exactly like others? Would it allow them to get on an airplane? I don't think it does. So it'll be interesting to see in the nuts and bolts of what finally came out and is now law as to what it allows and what it doesn't. But thanks for bringing that up, and we'll keep it in our mind. Thank you, Lauren. A lot of people, man. The phone has been filled all day, same with text, same with Facebook. A lot of participation, because I think that a lot of the audience feels the exact same way I do, is that we're getting screwed. We're not getting our money from the legislature. They don't represent us at all. The obvious answer would be to something that'll never happen, and that is to divide the state in two.
I think the one, as I've been scrolling through, the one part of our society that I haven't heard from complaining or even applauding this are the liberals.
Yep, absolutely. And that's funny because they're usually the first ones there.
Yeah, like, you know, go Andy, or that was the right thing to do,
yeah,
or
nothing.
You conservative racist don't know what you're talking. I haven't seen any of that.
And you'll notice that Andy, when he comes out on his public tours there, almost never takes on the issues. He'll give a soundbite for something he wants. He'll go to a safe place, genteel place, but he won't get into the rough and tumble of good questions and good and
because he's a scripted politician.
Yeah, that's about it. Look, my shoe just came off again.
How'd you do that?
You know what? I bought these shoes, and I wore them 2 days. I said I'll never wear them again because they just come off, no matter how tight you tight the lace, okay? And I almost made it. It was 3 minutes to 12 when I noticed this shoe was off, and now I have to put it back on.
Have fun.
Yes, it will be.
Do you need help?
No, I can do it. I know I can do it. Even though I have spinal stenosis, I don't think I need assistance. I can put my shoe on and not drool, too.
A flat tire just before the end of the show.
Yeah, exactly. You see, it's off.
You got run flats.
I heard it come off, and there it is. What do I have to do with these things? Staple them to my feet? Now, I have a size 14 shoe, which is essentially like wearing a snowshoe every day. So it's interesting. Well, thanks for your passion. Thanks for your participation. We'll see where this goes from here. Believe me, we'll keep track of it. On News Radio 930, WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.